Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tuesdays suck, but they don't have to.
Smile. With all the feels, with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
So we're kicking off All the Feels Tuesday in a different way from a story that made it to the news right here in Tampa Bay. We have Miss Chambers, third grade teacher over at Gorey Elementary School. Now, can you explain to me, Miss Chambers, what happened between you and one of your students, third grader Parker?
Well, it actually just started like a normal day. When the kids come in the morning, I have morning procedures up on the board. So he was following along and opened his binder and took out something and then brought it over to me. And he said, "This is for you." And my first thought was, when I saw the money, was field trip money, because we were actually going on a field trip later that week. And so, you know, at first that's kind of what came to my mind. And he just had handed it to me and walked back to his seat to finish doing what he needed to do. So it wasn't until I actually read the note on the paper that it really like sunk in, you know, what was happening. And I just immediately got a huge smile on my face and goosebumps, you know, all the good feels, and really just kind of, I mean, felt so happy.
Okay, so you thought it was field trip money, but little 9-year-old Parker was not bringing field trip money. As a matter of fact, I don't think his mom actually knew that he was bringing this to school for you.
No, neither of his parents knew. It was a surprise to them when they found the note back in his binder with something that I had written.
And what did the note say to you? What did his note to you say?
It said, "Dear Mrs. Chambers, please accept this. I don't feel that teachers get paid enough for all they do. Love, Parker." And then it, right by the money, it also said, "This is my money," with little arrows pointing down to it, which was like just that extra little cute touch, you know?
That's
cute.
So he spent his, and from what we understand, it was his birthday money.
Yes.
He gifted you his birthday money because he decided, you know what? Miss Chambers does not make enough, so let me go ahead and contribute to her salary.
Yes. Is that not just the sweetest gesture?
That it is really
amazing.
Is.
I mean, and you know, we always talk about, you know, teachers are underpaid, which is why we do our Teacher of the Week segment every week. And it is just amazing that a third grader would see all the hard work you do, understand that, and then sacrifice his money, because Lord knows when I was in the third grade, I was just trying to buy Power Ranger toys and not give it to my teacher. That is just, that just goes to show you the character and also the effect that you're having on your students if they see how hard you're working. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, it goes to speak to his parents as well, that they're raising him in a way that's showing that and giving to others. And we focus a lot on that at school too. So it's just really great and warms your heart when you actually see a third grader take the time to write something. I mean, even just a little note would have been nice,
right.
And made you feel good. But to take it to that next step, you know, just really was a great feeling.
Okay, I haven't asked anyone about this, but I think what we should do is, Miss Chambers, we are going to make you our Teacher of the Week.
Oh!
Because obviously, Parker obviously felt so compelled by what you've done in the classroom that he wanted to give you his birthday money. So we're going to make you our Teacher of the Week. We're going to get it set up where we're going to stop by your classroom. We're going to drop off some PDQ and know that you are our special Teacher of the Week. Thank you for all you do, Miss Chambers.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, you were giving us all the feels.
Yes.
And we just love seeing your story on the news and everything that you do. So thank you so much for helping the kids in Tampa Bay. We appreciate it.
Thank y'all.
So what's the good news in your life? Let's keep all the feels going because you need it with this Mercury retrograde. Call us up with the good news in your life. 877-999-1015. We do all the feels in three songs. Holly, what's a saying that we live by on this show and in our personal lives?
You have to take responsibility for the energy you bring into your space. And let me just break it down for you real quick. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it's hard. I mean, listen, we're the ones out here saying it, but I have trouble doing it on the daily. That's why we want to do this segment, because we all come together and share our goodness. Kind of helps raise the energy a little bit.
And Brianna and Lakeland, kick us off this week. What's the good news in your life?
Hey, so I am getting married and I
just
opened my own business.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, you got a lot going on.
Wow, so you're getting married. Yeah. Congratulations. When is that happening?
So the wedding is actually happening on Christmas. Super excited. Plus it's also my mom's birthday.
Wow, oh, on Christmas goodness. Wedding. I don't know if I've heard of that very often.
Not on Christmas, so yeah. That's a big deal.
So is it just family and friends?
No, we're actually having a really large discount. So basically, it's my family. It's crazy because he has like 150 guests, and then his family has 210. So it's pretty big. It's pretty out there. And I'm really excited. So it's going to be kind of like so happy.
That's awesome. Well, you are spreading the cheer on Christmas Day when you get married.
For real, that party's going to be lit.
Yeah, now it's happening this Christmas. Wow, well, congratulations and can't wait to see the pictures from a very merry Christmas wedding.
Yes.
That is awesome. Well, you're giving us all the feels. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Jacqueline in Sarasota, what is the good news in your life?
Hi, you guys are the good news in my life. Honestly, mornings are rough. Walking the dog, getting the kids ready to work or school and life, and my car breaks down or I have a flat tire. And I'm listening to you, and through all the hassle, I'm laughing. I'm honestly laughing every morning, even though it's rough. And there's days I've been late and not able to get to where I need to go, but I'm still laughing. So I wanted an opportunity to say thank you so much for everything you do and putting smiles on all our faces every morning.
Well, my goodness gracious, I was not expecting that.
Well, my heart is just exploding right now. Thank you so much for saying so.
It is honestly true. Miguel, Holly, Scott, you guys are the best. You're honest, you're real, you're fun, and I even have people in my car. I'm an Uber Lyft driver, so you can tell my car breaks down. I get really, but anyways. And I have riders with a blown off. They're like, no. And even we get to the stop, they don't want to get out of the car.
Oh, goodness, yes. Wait, you know what?
Yeah.
That is a good thing to know. We are giving you more money, Uber drivers, by making sure people sit in your car longer for blown off.
That's right.
I'm okay with that.
Yes, it's so true. It's
thank
so
you.
True.
Well, you are giving us all the feels. Thank you so much for listening and being in the M&H fam. Can you hold on so we can send you some Miguel and Holly stickers?
Oh, God bless you. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Totally did not mean to make that about us, but just giving us all the feels.
I love it.
All right, let's go to Becca in Tampa. What's the good news in your life?
Hey, good morning. The good news in my life, all the feels. I co-wrote a movie called Christmas at the Chateau, and it is now playing on Showtime.
Oh!
Whoa!
Fancy.
Wow, are you rich now? Wow, that's amazing. You wrote a movie.
No, it was an independent film, but for 25 years of this being my goal and for this to finally happen, it's just exciting. I wanted to share it with everyone.
That's a great lesson right there. You've been going at it for 25 years, and I'm sure there were so many moments when you were like, I want to give up, I'm done, I'm over it.
Yeah.
And now your movie is on Showtime.
I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's
and
amazing.
What is it called, Becca?
It's called Christmas at the Chateau.
Christmas at the Chateau. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I need a poster made to hang up into my townhouse.
No.
Christmas at Chateau Oprah.
Okay.
That sounds, I need you to write a story about that one right there.
That's a lot more dramatic, probably.
Yes. Oh, my God. For our very last show of the year, we need to do Christmas at Chateau. And in the form of, like, what's that Christmas story about?
The Christmas Carol?
Is that the one where it's like, not a peep in the house was happening or whatever?
Oh, that's just the night before Christmas.
A night before Christmas. Yes, we need that for Chateau Oprah.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to commission you for that, Becca. Well, thank you so much. And you were giving us all the feels.
Thank you. Have an awesome day, you guys.